Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this morning to scripture that we've been looking at on our Sunday mornings to Romans, the 8th chapter, and 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Got some very important things this morning to talk about, get to. Romans 8, 2 Corinthians 13. Everybody happy?
Yes.
Got the victory?
Yes.
We're a blessed bunch.
Yes.
You and me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Is anybody more blessed than us? I'd like to meet them. Like to find out how they're doing it. Amen. Because we are blessed. We're enjoying the blessings of the Lord. We've been talking on these Sunday mornings. I guess this is number 5, maybe, or 6. About the Spirit-led life. Spirit-led life. Spirit-led living, you could call it. But the Spirit-led life. And actually, we have instruction from the Lord for the church. There were three things He dealt with me a year ago that I wrote down. And He dealt with as instructions for the under-shepherd of the church that I was to teach and lead the church in how to walk in love. And y'all know we camped on that for months. And how to walk by faith. And you know we camped on that. We stayed in the book of Hebrews for months. And then also, this one, how to be led by the Spirit. So we've just begun on this a matter of weeks ago, and I believe it to be vitally important. Amen to your success in life. Do you know it's possible to learn faith principles and be a failure? It's possible to learn principles and truth about our authority in Christ and our authority in the name of Jesus and our rights and privileges in Christ and be a failure. You must learn to be led by His Spirit. And you cannot separate exercising authority from being led by the Holy Spirit. You can't separate exercising faith from being led by the Spirit. That's how people, so many individuals in charismatic circles, word and faith circles, have gotten into trouble. Because they're going to claim something and believe something, but they do it apart from the leading of the Spirit. I know I learned this when I first started working for Brother Hagin in the healing school. At that time, we had counseling. And the Lord gave Brother Hagin some direction, and that was changed. But in the beginning, I'd be on the phones part of the time, and people would call in for prayer. And they'd get me and others. And one morning, this lady called in. And she got me, and she's just sobbing on the other end of the phone. And it took me a while to get her calmed down. What's wrong? Well, she's from a large city, and she had been mugged. Some rascal came and hit her on the head and grabbed her purse and knocked her down. Well, finally she calmed down enough to tell me that and tell me that she wasn't really hurt that bad physically. She had a bump on her head and some bruises, and her purse was gone. But other than that, she was okay. But that wasn't the biggest thing that was bothering her. The biggest thing was that she felt like God had let her down. She quoted the 91st Psalm every day, she said. Had for years. And the 23rd Psalm, the Lord's my shepherd, and He's my protector, and He takes care of me. And she quoted it that day, same day she got mugged. And I could tell the biggest thing bothering her is, how could this happen? I'm a believer. I believe in protection. How could this happen to me? You know, when you have questions like that, here's a good piece of advice. Always stay on God's side. Always stay on God's side. I believe it was Brother Mel Piper I heard say that years ago. Always stay on God's side. And realize He didn't let you down. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. He's never let anybody down. He's never lied to anybody. He's never failed anybody. And He's not going to start with you. Right? So just don't entertain any of that junk and don't get miffed at God. I mean, that's one of the dumbest things you ever did, was get miffed at God. He's your solution, not your problem. But she's mostly confused and hurt. And how could this happen? Well, I'll be honest, when she told me that, I didn't know. I'm checking my heart, but I'm going, I wonder why too. I didn't tell her that, but you know, I'm thinking, Lord, help me out. Help me out. Friends, don't just develop pat answers to questions. Learn to look to the one inside. And the Holy Ghost began to deal with me about asking her how it happened and where it happened and her business. So I did. I said, well, I said, so you went to a certain place? And she said, yeah, it was a bad part of town. I said, but you needed to be there. You had some business. She said, well, sort of. I said, well, did you have a check about going there? She said, yeah. I said, well, let's talk about that. I said, what do you mean? Did you have a check and you felt a warning about it? She said, I did. But I just quoted the 91st Psalm. Well, see, I'm just saying that to exemplify this. You can't try to exercise faith in the Word and ignore the leading of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't work. I just want to give you one example of you must not try to separate exercising faith from being led by the Spirit or exercising authority from being led by the Spirit. Yeah, we're going to believe God. Yes, we're going to walk in faith. But what are we going to believe for right now? And when do we implement? And what approach do we take? You remember David, when he was fighting the enemies of God's people, that there'd be times he would inquire of the Lord. You hear that phrase? That means he'd ask the Lord, how do I do this? And the Lord would say, go up against them because I'm with you and I'll deliver them into your hand. And later, seemingly a very similar situation, but he didn't just assume what to do. He inquired of the Lord again. And the Lord said, this time, nope, don't go that way. Go around behind them and do this. And when you hear the sound moving in the bushes, completely different plan to accomplish the same objective. Well, how are we going to know day to day how to deal with the problem or how to, where to put our faith and how to believe and how to stand? Oh, thank God. Thank God for the greater one whom He's given us and sent us to indwell us, to be our guide, to be our teacher, to be our helper. We must get to know Him. We must be sensitive to Him and responsive to Him. So let's read our text then. Romans 8:14. Let's pray before we read this. And I would ask you, believe with me this morning, as usual, for utterance. But then also there's some other things. There's some things the Lord spoke to me in the nighttime that I am to do and to say before we're through. And so believe with me. And let's reverence the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. Father God, we thank You for the privilege of being Your people. What an honor it is to be able to come with great freedom and liberty, worship in this place, this beautiful place You've given us of our own, and enjoy one another's fellowship, but oh, particularly the fellowship of Your great Holy Spirit. Thank You. Give us utterance, full and free and complete. Give everybody ears to hear and eyes that see and a heart to receive. Speak to us. Move among us and on us, through us. Do what's good in Your eyes and pleases You. Show us what steps to take for tomorrow and what comes next. that we may please you well in all things, and we'll give you all the glory, we'll give you all the praise, and we'll not be hearers only, but by your grace we'll be doers. And as we do, we know we'll be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Romans 8 and verse 14. Are you there? Romans 8, 14. He said, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Oh, thank God. Amen. Sons of God. Now, how many understand there are male sons of God and female sons of God? Talking about all of us. But can sons of God today expect to be led by the Spirit of God?
Yes.
We at Faith Life Church, in fact, everybody at Faith Life Church reads their New Testament, their chapter every day. Am I right, church?
Yeah.
Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their New Testament, reads their Bible. And so we just finished reading Acts together. And man, we saw that the Holy Ghost was on every page. The Holy Ghost said this, and the Holy Ghost said that, and Holy Ghost did this, and Holy Ghost said no, Holy Ghost said go, Holy Ghost said not now. And the ministry and the person of the Holy Spirit was so real to them in all of their dealings. How many understand we're part of the same church? We have the same Holy Spirit. He's supposed to be just as real to us. Every day, every night, everywhere you are, He's supposed to be real to you. His leading, His guiding, His teaching, His help. We spent some time looking at what Jesus told us about the Comforter. He said, "I'm not going to leave you helpless and orphans. I'm going to send you another Comforter." Another means one of the same kind. Who was the first Comforter? Jesus. The disciples were with Jesus. He was their first Paraclete. But He said, "I'm going to send you another Paraclete, another helper, another Comforter." And He said, "It's better for you that I go away." Now, they couldn't figure that out. How in the world could it be better than hanging with Jesus? The Spirit of Jesus living inside you. Not just being with you, being in you 24/7. Hallelujah. And anointing you and enabling you. Every breath, every heartbeat. That's better. I said, that's better. And that's what you and I have today.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1019. That's R-1019. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.